you so very much for joining us. We have Dr. Sherry Rogers joining us today, and I want to talk to her a little bit longer, and we'll start taking your phone calls a little bit later. But I want to know from her if there was any one drug on the market that you would label as being the most dangerous for people to take, prescribed drug on the market. Dr. Rogers, what would that be?
Joyce, you're amazing. You know, people probably think that we rehearse this or something. They don't realize how brilliant you are. You're like, we're totally spontaneous. And you're such a hoot. You're so much fun. Because absolutely, Lipitor, Crestor, the cholesterol-lowering drugs are the worst thing that we do to the largest number of people. Because they work by, it's like smashing the red light, the red oil light on your car dashboard. They poison the liver enzyme that makes a very basic building block of every cell in the body, cholesterol. And in doing so, they also poison the chemistry to make coenzyme Q10, which can lead to heart disease, brain disease, cancers, et cetera, et cetera. And they poison selenium. For a lot of guys, when they get a elevated PSA, the prostatic-specific antigen, if they're going to a urologist who knows nothing about the molecular biochemistry, or at least cares not to know anything about it, he will put them on some drugs, and when that fails, then he will say, well, we have to do a 12-point biopsy of your prostate. Now, these are 12, 18-gauge needles in a gland the size of a walnut, and yet many people, as we've referenced in Total Wellness, they can totally reverse their PSA with selenium and other nutrients. Some of them is just plain selenium, and we gave all the references. So anyway, if somebody's not and plus the Lipitor, Crestor, et cetera, they lower vitamin E, et cetera. These are all described in the cholesterol hoax. And the sad thing is that because these drugs poison the HMG-CoA reductase enzyme in the liver that makes cholesterol, they do it by damaging or poisoning the gene in the that controls this. But God always gives us a way out to fix the human body, even if we're eating wrong. And various nutrients like the tocotrienols actually control the HMG-CoA beautifully without the side effects of cancer, amnesia, Alzheimer's, etc., and heart disease that the statins produce. But and they do it safely because they do not damage the gene. But the tocotrienols are one of eight parts of vitamin E. To just take a compound that says vitamin E means the manufacturer thinks you're so stupid that you are going to be happy just taking synthetic alpha tocopherol. Usually that's what it amounts to. And that's as stupid as going to the car dealer and saying, hey, I want to buy a new car, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts, and I expect it to run. And that's what taking vitamin E is like, because unless it spells out that you have all four tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and all four tocotrienols. Plus, if you have high cholesterol, you need extra tocotrienols, like two of them twice a day, to bring the HMG-CoA reductase and elevate the HDL, the good cholesterol that carries the plaque off the arterial walls. And this is all, as I say, spelled out in the cholesterol hoax. We know how to fix and cure everything. It is not a secret. God's molecular biochemistry is there. And yet people are told, oh, well, you've got to take this chemo. You've got to take this drug. And, you know, as it says in 1 Corinthians, has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? Because when everything the medicine has to offer has failed, then what do you do?
Yes.
You
yes.
go to God-given nutrients and fix the darn thing and cure it.
Isn't it interesting that you say that the statin drugs are the number one most harmful drugs, and they are the number one most sold drugs and prescribed drugs in this country?
And they're
That's
probably,
unbelievable.
Well, they might be the major cause for a lot of this freako accident stuff of subways and trains, things that don't normally crash, you know, plus, you know, jets and toxic tankers. Because one of the major side effects that occurs in hundreds of thousands of people is sudden amnesia, which is...
Okay, we're going to talk about that when we come back. I want people to hear about amnesia tied to an anti-cholesterol drug. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. I mean that from the bottom of my heart because it means you want to learn, you want to know, you want to teach, you want to raise your children differently, and it is so important. You know, when I went to Josh's house for his daughter's birthday, they had all the other homeschooled children visiting there, and not one of the children were vaccinated. None of the people were vaccinating of all those homeschooled people there. And the children were so healthy. And there was no high fructose corn syrup. There was no junk at that house. It was all good food. And you know what was so cool is the mothers were all looking at the list of everything and ingredient on everything before the children ate it. What a change. What a change. It was just such an inspiration. Josh is a hero to me for what he does with his children. Now, the phone lines are jammed, and I will get to those in just a second. But I want to get to this issue of we were talking about the most dangerous drug, which is the statin drugs. They're supposed to bring down your cholesterol. Do they actually do that, Dr. Rogers? And then also the question of how does amnesia come into a situation that's supposed to lower your cholesterol, not make you forget things?
Well, as you keep bludgeoning the gene, poisoning the gene and poisoning the liver's enzyme that makes cholesterol, the body many times will compensate and still try to make more cholesterol, because why does the body produce extra cholesterol with people who have hypercholesterolemia? And by the way, mine used to be 450 for 15 years.
Ooh,
and I have
that's
no
high, ladies
zero.
And gentlemen, that's high.
I have zero coronary calcium score, absolutely no plaque whatsoever. Anyway, the Lipitor poisons the every day we have to break down and make new cells everywhere, including the brain. Well, if you don't have enough cholesterol, first it leads to depression, and then it can lead to, and it doesn't have to go to depression, it can go straight to amnesia, where the brain just suddenly conks out for a while. It can be a day, it can be half a day, it can be 2 days. It's often diagnosed as a TIA, transient ischemic attack, or mini stroke. I suspect it may be responsible for a lot of these freako accidents that should not have occurred, because no one ever asked in detail what drugs the pilot or the conductor were on. They never say that in the Wall Street, and I would love to know what those are, because I'm sure that there's a lot of pilots are made to take Lipitor even if they don't have high cholesterol, because they're unknowledgeable physicians who have not read the cholesterol hoax are under the assumption that it will prevent heart disease, when it actually creates and speeds them toward further faster heart disease. It leads to Alzheimer's as well, cancers, and much more. Now, if a person is depressed, they when we see the chemistry, and people can get consults, it's in the diabetes book, How to Cure Diabetes, consultations with myself, that when we look at their chemistry, their brain cells are literally starving for the right oils and choked with the wrong oils. And yet, if a doctor is prescribing like Prozac or something, you know, to increase the serotonin in their brain, one of the happy hormones, the neurotransmitters, it may work for a while, may not work at all, because 5% of the Prozac or 5% of the serotonin is made in the brain. 95% is made in the gut.
Ooh.
If they're not looking in the gut, they're clueless. Because that's where 95% of serotonin is made. In fact, the gut is called the second brain for that reason. It's where the happy hormones are made. And how to fix that gut are in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes. And when I write a book, I never leave anybody out, regardless of whether they've got what's in the title or not. And because a major side effect of these, quote, antidepressants is suicide, as you know. And many famous people have lost their children as well, their adult children, because they never checked the chemistry of why they were depressed. Mm-hmm. They just went on a drug that poisons further brain chemistry. It makes no sense whatsoever. That's why there are two or three pages of side effects. if you take a nutrient, do you think you get 3 pages of side effects with it? No.
Yes.
How many nutrient deaths are there a year? My gosh, if there were one, it would be all over the news.
That's right.
There are hundreds of thousands. Well, there are over 200,000 deaths just in the hospitals from prescribed medicines given the way they should be given. And that's under a doctor's care in a hospital.
Bingo. Absolutely. Let me go to some callers here. We'll try to get some in and then continue to talk with Dr. Rogers about other things. Diane in Nebraska. Diane in Nebraska, you're up first. Go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Thank you. Dr. Sherry, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
My 63-year-old brother has had chronic diarrhea for the past probably 5 or 6 months, and he's been to doctors. They put him on some betaine HCL supplement. They put him on some enzymes. He also had a colonoscopy, which came out very well. Do you have more suggestions?
Oh, absolutely. Find the cause and the cure and get rid of it. In the book, No More Heartburn, that's all about the gut, from stem to stern, mouth to rectum. Most people, a lot of people with chronic diarrhea, have something very simple like H. pylori, Campylobacter. They have candida from antibiotics. They can have Clostridia. There are a number of Klebsiella, number of common entities. And even in the diabetes book, How to Cure Diabetes, we give the 800 numbers and the website of the best labs to do the test of the function of the gut. Because hospitals, classically, if you get a stool culture at the hospital, I have never seen one because I consult on people in 10 countries on the phone, and I see their workups from every conceivable big-name clinic and hospital and you name it. They do not have the capability, or choose not to, of doing the precise assay that you need. The best one is Doctor's Data. It's called a comprehensive stool with purged parasites times 3. Not that we're looking for parasites so much, but a lot of times that's the only place you're going to find the candida, which is one of the most common antigens. And that's in the How to Cure Diabetes book and a lot more in No More Heartburn, which is all about the gut. But he needs to find the cause and the cure. In fact, it's really a riot. People are so hooked on doing a colonoscopy, and the stats show that there's a 17% decrease in colon cancer death, if
Wow.
you do a colonoscopy every 3 years. But if you take one vitamin, there's an 80% decrease in death. You know what that is? D3. And most people are low because all the commercial labs, like Upjohn, Quest and LabCorp, have still the antiquated old cutoff of 30 to 32 as their norm. And as we've shown in the references in the newsletter and in How to Cure Diabetes, it should be over 60. So a lot of people are told they're fine when that's only the level that prevents rickets. It has nothing to do with preventing colon cancer or healing the gut or anything else. But most of these people with chronic diarrhea, by the time they've had it so long, they have denuded the coating of the gut. And so doing that blood test that's in How to Cure Diabetes is very important, and we go over it with folks on the phone to help them interpret it if they want, because that's where you find what you need to do to heal the gut lining as well as get rid of the bugs. You need to get rid of the bad bugs, heal the lining, and then you put the good bugs, the good probiotics and other things back.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate that, Diane. Let's go to Jackie in Texas. Jackie in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Rogers.
Hi.
So happy to talk to you. I have got a planned surgery for the 11th of this month, and I've been feeling very hesitant and uncomfortable about it at MD Anderson here in Texas for an adenoma on my parathyroid, and they're saying that this has to go because it's causing my body to not absorb calcium. and that the surgery will cure this problem. And it's causing osteoporosis and all the joint pain
and
that I'm
having. Jackie, all you have to do to find out if you're in the right place, and all of these things are in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes, is
okay.
Just ask them, oh, now, what was my vitamin D level, and what was the cutoff of the lab? If they didn't do a vitamin 3, and if your level is not over 60, that could be the reason why your parathyroid is working overtime because it's deficient. Then you want to say, oh, and what was my vitamin K level? If they look at you like you're an idiot, you're in the wrong place. And then if they say, oh, would you like that measured? You say, yes. What test would you use? And all these answers are in How to Cure Diabetes because I'm sick of it. We're finally giving people the test so they can test their doctors and find out if they are capable of curing them or they should move on. And the test is the undercarboxylated osteocalcin. If they're not doing that, in fact, a lot of medicines lower that, like Coumadin for atrial fib, which is ridiculous because you want to cure the atrial fib. You don't want to poison. Actually, Coumadin actually poisons the vitamin K, rips the calcium out of the bone, and dumps it in the heart valves and the heart arterial wall so that guarantees you'll either have a stent or a valve replacement in 10 or 15 years. So, yes, you absolutely, if I were you, I would get a cardioion. It's all described in How to Cure Diabetes, how to get the test, et cetera, how to have me go over it with you if you want. And I would hold off on adenoma of that nature, if that is not a proven cancer, and the parathyroid is just having a compensatory growth or hypertrophy because it's missing the very nutrients it needs to regulate the rest of the body chemistry. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I wish you the very best. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for participating, for purchasing from the Power Mall. We appreciate your support. Buy from the good guys, no matter who it is. Buy from the good guys. Buy local. Remember the website, eatwild.com. Eatwild.com. You can find local produce, local milk. I got raw milk, ladies and gentlemen. You can also get find out where there is grass-fed beef, grass-fed bison in your local area. Just go to eatwild.com and click on your state. It will give you a list of it. Also, just to real quickly to let you know, Miracle 2 is going up in price. It's on special right now, as I recall, but it's going to be going up in price. So I'm going to give you advance notice and warning that Miracle 2 soap, neutralizer, all of their products are going to be going up. So please take advantage of getting that now. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers. She is an MD. She is involved in teaching as much as anyone I've ever seen and helping you to understand the pitfalls of the medical profession. And I want to get back to the phone calls and go to Lloyd in Nebraska. Lloyd, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Sherry, I have just learned that the state of Massachusetts, I believe, has banned arsenic from poultry feed because of the carryover into the ecosystem, if you will, the water especially, and it's killing fish and everything else. And I wonder, it's been impressed upon me in the past that arsenic is accumulative. If it is, and you made the comment earlier about the everything has a detox or a way to get rid of in nature, what do we do to get the arsenic excess, whatever, out of our systems individually?
Hi, Lloyd. This has been covered much in our newsletter and in the diabetes book because the arsenic for poultry is in a pesticide powder that is dusted on the chickens because they are grown in such close proximity that their beaks are trimmed and usually their feathers fall off because they're so close rubbing against each other and they get lice. The arsenic powder is to inhibit the lice. The problem is the arsenic is absorbed. Forget about the water and the fish. We measure it in people's blood all the time. Every day we measure arsenic in people's red blood cells because most people have arsenic as a toxic chemical, heavy metal, in their bloodstream. And it's a major cause of diabetes. So it's been dealt with ad nauseum in the How to Cure Diabetes. And then furthermore, in the high blood pressure hoax, our heavy metal, which arsenic is one of them, detox protocols that are five times safer, cheaper, and non-prescription than IV chelation for getting rid of it. But back on Jackie, who called from Texas, and thank you, Lloyd, but back on Jackie who called in Texas, we didn't finish with her because even having osteoporosis, even without a parathyroid adenoma, she should have already had an undercarboxylated osteocalcin and a vitamin D level over 60 nanogram per deciliter because you cannot heal osteo without those and many other things, and they're all described in How to Cure Diabetes, for starters, and then it takes you elsewhere. Plus, the hormone receptors, the receptors on the cell membrane for the parathyroid, they haven't looked at that if they haven't measured her icosapentaenoic, docosahexaenoic, EPA, DHA, the major fatty acids in the cell membrane. She needs an oil change, just like we were talking about, because if she doesn't have the right cell, the right fatty acids in the cell membrane, it doesn't matter if you whip out the parathyroid adenoma. She's still not going to be well because that's not the cure. So she's smart. I could tell, and she's going to go further.
Okay. Thank you very much. And but I know this all seems very like there's a whole lot of stuff she's saying here, and there is, but get the books that she requests. And the How to Cure Diabetes is the number one. All right. Thank you, Cecil. I mean, thank you, Lloyd. Let's go to Cecil in Tennessee. Cecil, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Oh, hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much. Good talk to you.
Thank you. Yes. About the object in Tennessee, I think I've seen it, and I'll email you later today about it. Dr. Rogers, in studying the Edward Casey materials, I found a suggestion or reference, a protocol, if you will, for peels of potatoes, which you cook lightly. You can't eat them raw, they say. But this stimulates the thyroid gland, and also there is the atomic iodine or nation iodine.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay there, Cecil, and Dr. Sherry Rogers. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much. It is all about the truth. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers. Please support The Power Mall. We got lots of things on special. The detox cocktail is on special that she was talking about with the phthalates. The detox cocktail available, the vitamin E, the special vitamin E, cod liver oil, all the items that she believes are the best out there. You can take advantage of those by going to thepowermall.com. Remember, Miracle 2 Special is on, but it is going up in price. So if you want to get it, especially the concentrated, you will save much more money by doing that. Incredible Miracle 2 soap with the moisture soap, the neutralizer, laundry ball, dryer ball, etc. Also the Beyond Health Special. And remember, we have the Pro Clay for the garden. Now, this is calcium bentonite clay for your garden, 5-gallon bucket. We have some of those left at the Power Hour, and those we only get once a year, and it puts many, many minerals into your garden. I think it's like 70 minerals into your garden with the calcium bentonite clay. And call us at 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049, or go to thepowermall.com. We are taking your questions with Dr. Sherry Rogers today, and I encourage you to get the books that she talks about at the Power Mall. We were talking to Cecil in Tennessee, and he was discussing, you were mentioning Edgar Cayce. Go ahead, please, Cecil.
Yes, so Edgar Cayce received some materials from very unusual sources. They seem to have a knowledge of medical procedures and cures, if you will, that are like none other. One of them had to do with stimulating the thyroid gland by the use of potato peels from ordinary Irish potatoes and the pulp or material that's next to the peel. You discard or use elsewhere the actual potato, but the peels, lightly cooked, they can be eaten raw, but there are problems with all of that, of course. According to the sources and editor Cayce, will stimulate thyroid production. As well, in that same sort of protocol, is a nascent or atomic iodine procedure, which is taken over a period of 5 days at a time or so. And I wonder if Dr. Rogers has knowledge of this in her studies, or if she would like to know some more about it.
Okay. Dr. Rogers, are you familiar with that?
Yes. I visited the Casey area in Virginia decades ago when I was lecturing there. And at that point in time, I did not, and of course he was already deceased by then, so there were many people carrying on. In fact, one was an oncologist, a medical doctor who specialized in his past life in cancer patients. There was not sufficient evidence for it to make me pursue it any further. However, we have published a medical paper for doctors on Solanaceae, the potato family, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, cayenne, chili, paprika. And then we went further and published a book for lay people called Pain-Free in 6 Weeks, because it turns out that the alkaloid from potatoes and potato peels in the Solanaceae family, in 3 out of 4 people with any type of arthritis, one joint, many joints, rheumatoid, degenerative, after trauma, they have no pain if they go on the nightshade-free diet, and it's all described in Pain-Free in 6 Weeks. In fact, the last time I went off the diet, I had a paralyzed leg for 6 weeks. I have to remind you, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I've just been sicker, and at 70, I'm very well, and no medicines, no symptoms. I don't even have gray hair, and it's just been a journey of trying to find the most heavily evidenced ways that we can heal all of our different maladies, and that's our whole mission, is to empower folks to realize that they have the power, if they just want to get enough information, to heal themselves. But no doctor can heal you, especially if they're just a drug pusher.
Interesting, interesting. All right, thank you very much, Cecil. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Marlo in Missouri. Marlo, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Ms. Jonas and Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Good morning.
I really appreciate what you girls are doing. I'm telling
you. Back off your mic. You're about to blow us away. Back off your mic a little bit there.
Okay. Sherry and Dr. Wallach needs to get together. They were two people, are the smartest two people I've ever listened to as far as the medical profession.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Thank you.
Right. I mean, I think they need to combine their efforts and wipe this whole medical system out. But anyway, I have a friend that has, his wife has kidney problems, and they say you mentioned her. I'm not sure of all the details. Have given up on her. Someone in New York has finally decided to take her case. I was talking to him yesterday, and he says that she is still making a little bit of urine. And I said, oh, my goodness, this is fucking urine. Please don't do the transplant. And I gave him the information to get on Dr. Wallach's healthy start plan. And I talked to another lady, and she said, talk to Sherry Rogers and also get a hold of people at the Institute out in San Diego, California. And I would just kind of like to have your take on that and maybe your phone number so I can have him to call you and get some more information.
Okay, now, you've got a whole bunch of questions and stuff there.
That's
what do you
okay.
want to start
I got them.
With? Okay, got it. Good.
Thank you, Marlo. The only thing that's going to turn all of this medical stuff around is people power. And unfortunately, dumb people outnumber smart people. So it's not going to happen unless we can all start to educate as many people as possible and show them that they have power over this. When I see people who are scheduled for transplants for kidney, whatever, usually the doctors have chosen to work blindly. There is no assay of all the essential fatty acids, the intracellular minerals, the vitamins, the organic acids that show if you need higher levels of nutrients than the average person, et cetera, et cetera. And this is all explained, the contact information, everything, in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to, let's see here, where's my list here? Let's go to John in Missouri. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Rogers. Okay, now we have Arthur in Texas. Arthur in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Rogers. Arthur, are you there?
Here.
Okay, go ahead, please, Arthur. Go ahead.
A comment and a question. I love this woman. Couldn't we have her on a regular basis, like every couple of weeks have her on?
You think you want her on more often?
Oh, I'd love to have her on like once every 2 weeks.
Okay, now let me ask you this question, Art. What is it that you like from Dr. Rogers? What is it that appeals to you that says, wow, every 2 weeks, which that's unusual for radio, but what is it that you like so much about her?
I hope I don't lose cell reception here. You still got me?
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay, it's just that she talks about cures, not just treatments, but cures and natural stuff. And I just love that we can actually, through education, learn to heal ourselves instead of just taking drugs that just mask the problem.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyway, my question is, can she, is one of her books, or can she recommend anything that can improve memory, my memory? It seems like the older I get, it's getting bad.
Hi. Oh, yes. In fact, we're this year in the newsletter, we go through many articles about it. Even 2009, we started going into a study that was really fascinating, Arthur, where they gave people merely phosphatidylserine, 100 milligrams, two of them three times a day. And, of course, they have to give much bigger doses when they only use one nutrient because they're too retarded to use the package that the body needs. Anyway, they made the brains of humans 12 years younger in 3 months with one nutrient. And it goes on and on. There are many nutrients like R-lipoic acid, acetyl-L-carnitine, etc., that are important in making the brains go back to more youthful levels of functioning. These studies have been done in humans as well as experimental animals. A good place for you to start would be the How to Cure Diabetes, because the other thing is that the cell receptors of the neurotransmitters, in other words, the place where the happy hormones and the memory hormones hook in the brain to make new memory. Every time somebody tells you something, every time you eat breakfast, the memory of all this stuff is stored only if you have enough chemistry in the brain to store it. Acetyl-L-carnitine, phosphatidylcholine, the eight forms of E, EPA, DHA, cod liver oil, etc. These are all important. They're all part of that oil change, the membrane repair that we talked about, and it's spelled out in detail in How to Cure Diabetes. In fact, we went one step further, because even if a person doesn't have diabetes but they want to improve their brain function, and if they cannot afford the test and they cannot afford a consultation with me, we've put the most common deficiencies that we have seen in the last couple of decades while we've been doing these assays in hundreds of people, so that everything is spelled out, the websites, the 800 numbers, everything that you need. So go for it, Arthur.
All right. Thank you very much, Art, for the phone call. I appreciate that and the recommendation for her to be on every 2 weeks. But she has a life also, so we must respect that. Let's go to, let's see, we've got next is Eric in PA, I think. Eric in PA, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Rogers.
Hi, Dr. Rogers and George. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Dr. Sherry, could you please share your insights on what would be your recommendation to lower elevated sex hormone binding globulins for an older female, as well as elevated TPO and TGAB thyroid antibodies?
Okay, this gal has problems. First of all, when the sex hormone binding globulin goes up, that means the body is looking for a hormone that it's not getting. It could be testosterone. It could be DHEA from the adrenal gland. And much of that is discussed in How to Cure Diabetes, for starters, because diabetics have low DHEA, which is the main hormone put out by the adrenal stress gland. The mere fact that she has thyroid autoantibodies, in other words, makes antibodies that attack her own thyroid, means that she probably has a gut full of some kind of bad bugs. Usually it's candida, because that will make the what we call leaky gut, and as food antigens leak across the gut wall that the body has never seen before, it starts mounting an attack because it looks foreign to it. When it mounts an attack and makes antibodies against these food antigens, some of them resemble the antigenic recognition sites on our various tissues, like the thyroid gland. So now they start attacking their own thyroid gland, and they get thyroiditis or Hashimoto's, and on it goes, just because no one ever cured the gut. All of this is in the new book, How to Cure Diabetes, with, by the way, over 1,000 references, so it's very appropriate for your doctor as well. And if you got two copies, one for him and one for you and your wife or whoever this gal is, that would speed things along, because then it would put him on notice that you want a cure. You don't want just a drug that poisons another pathway. It's like kicking a person when they're down and out. You add a drug which they only work by poisoning a pathway. Well, they already have deficiencies and things that aren't working, and poisoned with plastics, heavy metals, pesticides, volatile organic hydrocarbons, etc. So why would you give a drug? It only makes a blood test or a symptom like blood pressure or a sign of cholesterol go down. It has no bearing whatsoever. In fact, you will find the references right out of the New England Journal of Medicine in How to Cure Diabetes, that they gave people the top best blood medicines there are for blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and it made no difference whatsoever in the longevity compared with people who took nothing.
Wow. Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Linda in Ohio. Thank you, Eric. Let's go to Linda in Ohio. You're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Hi, Dr. Rogers. I have a friend who has cellulitis in both legs, and they're very tight and feverish and extremely painful. He's gone to the doctors, which I said no, but he needed to have some remedy for that. And nothing they have given him has helped. And now they've got him on a cream on just external treatment, and it's still not working. What could he do?
He could listen to you, Linda, because you're right. It's not a deficiency of any cream. There's no cream that is a deficiency that causes cellulitis of the legs. You're describing what's called DVT, pardon me, or deep vein thrombosis, which it can lead to or can already be a part of, where the vessels are not good. They're lousy in the legs. So infection starts, and it does not get eaten up. It doesn't get taken care of well because the circulation is bad. So he would start with the book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax. He would start with magnesium, arginine powder, etc. Those things that help heal the lining of the blood vessels. And then he should get that test that's in How to Cure Diabetes as well. He should then go from The High Blood Pressure Hoax to How to Cure Diabetes, and he will probably cure those cellulite legs, because that's a major also side effect of diabetics. They have lousy vessels, and they get cellulitis and recurrent infections, stasis ulcers, and gangrene, amputations, you name it. So he should listen to you. It's not a deficiency of any cream or any drug. It is something that must be healed.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, Linda. Let's go to Amanda in North Carolina. Amanda, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers.
Hi. I actually was calling early for Ben's show, but I'd love to run my questions by you as well.
Okay.
So my mother has follicular lymphoma, and she, you know, previously has had early in her life a hysterectomy and later osteoporosis and now follicular lymphoma. I see them sort of linked in my mind. Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
First, if she has osteoporosis, she's had deficiencies for ages that have not been addressed. You want to see her vitamin D3 levels that are over 90 nanograms per deciliter, or 60, and you want to see her vitamin K level, or undercarboxylated osteocalcin. All of this stuff is in How to Cure Diabetes, but more importantly, in this year's newsletter, Total Wellness 2013, we have a case of a lady whose records I have been able to go through all of. She had inoperable end-stage metastatic lymphoma and was given a few months to live. It's 20 years later, and I see her every month. I've had her to my home. She does microbiotic counseling, and you'll find all that information in the 2013 Total Wellness newsletter, how to contact her, because would you rather have someone who thinks you have a fixed lifespan or somebody who has conquered the disease to help you?
Okay, thank you very much for that. We'll be back. Thank you, Amanda. And we'll be back with Susan in Ohio. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and The Power Hour. John, I can't hear. Welcome back to The Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about... Well, Dr. Sherry Rogers today, and we love having her on. Art in Texas wants her on every 2 weeks. I wish we could. This woman has an amazing personal life that she must attend to, and she plays tennis every day. Oh, my gosh, that would be so good. Anyway, she's joining us here today to share, and she shares freely all her information. Now, you can get this in her newsletter, and you can take advantage of getting it first and getting it fuller in the newsletter. Go to prestigepublishing.com to get that. Now, we're at the final segment of the Power Hour today, and so we're going to get to the final caller, Susan, in Ohio, and see if we have time for anybody else. Susan, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Rogers. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Can you hear
morning.
Me okay?
Yes, go right ahead.
It's a great show. I just look forward to Dr. Sherry Rogers being on.
Yes.
Please stay with me on this. This is something else. My husband was sentenced to 37 months in prison, and he had Tommy Cryer and B-Craft helping him after he was in there up here in Youngstown.
Okay, but Susan, this is a health show, and we've only got 2 minutes here before the end of the program. Did you have a health question? I mean, I'd love to talk to you about the other situation. If it's health related,
to ask Dr. Sherry Rogers that his PSA was 85.99. Now, after 8 months, it went to 300. They didn't do nothing. Does she have any hope for him? He won't be able to be out until 2015.
Oh,
and
I'm so sorry.
It went to the bone. A year later, they didn't do anything. So I want. To know if there's any hope.
I'm so sorry, girl. All right, let's ask Dr. Rogers what she thinks. What can be done in prison, Dr. Rogers?
I have no idea what the limitations are in a prison. If he were on the outside, I would put him on a macrobiotic diet because many of the men that I know who have literally turned their PSAs and metastatic prostatic cancer around did it with a macrobiotic program. It's not for everyone. That's a very high level. He obviously needs the rest of the things like the cardio ion that's in the How to Cure Diabetes. He needs, you know, to see what caused all of this. But I don't think it's doable in a prison because I think it's a fixed food as far as I would guess. I don't know.
I wonder what in the prison would have caused it to just go skyrocketing like
that.
Could be the diet. Any ideas?
Oh, it could be the diet.
It's conventional,
probably.
Wow. Yeah. A total conventional diet. If that does not help you understand that there's a problem with a conventional diet, ladies and gentlemen, oh, this is so sad. I'll tell you what. I would like for you to contact me, Susan, at the Power Hour. Give me a call at the Power Hour and let's talk about his situation because, of course, Tommy Cryer was a favorite of the Power Hour people here and see if there isn't something we can do. Tommy, who died of a heart attack, unfortunately. Tommy did not take care of himself, and he said he did not take care of himself. And that's what happened to him, unfortunately. He wanted to eat whatever he wanted to eat and do whatever he wanted to do. But, Susan, I would like to talk to you, though. Dr. Rogers, one, if you could go to an island and you had one drug you could take with you, one supplement, one item that you could take with you, what would it be?
Do I have a fishing pole?
Okay. Well, you have a fishing pole now. What supplement would you take with you?
Well, I don't need castor oil. Are there beans growing on the island?
Oh, now, I don't know which island we're at. Are you kidding me? This is amazing. This is amazing. Good job. Good job. Do I have a fishing pole? Cod liver oil, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Hey, don't forget, empowerment is a choice. That's the message.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Rogers. We love you at the Power Hour. We salute you. Thank you for a wonderful day. Thank you. You all have a blessed day. Go eat healthy. Do what Dr. Rogers says. Purchase from the Power Mall. Give us a call. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. Feel Good Friday tomorrow with Josh at the Power Hour. Have a blessed day. Y'all bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer that actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they were able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. What I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Paramol.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? The Paramol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.